weight loss challenge. With this challenge, I wanted to make it more accountable because, you know, New Year's, things happen, which I get. We've all been there. I've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is you just come in for the, you know, weigh-in and measurements, but I give you a free kind of food journal. Got some training stuff in it. Also, inside I put some goals, two sheets of paper. You just fill them out. You fill them out again. Give me a copy. That way we kind of just go along this whole kind of weight loss journey together. It's a fun time. I'm starting a new class with it called Relentless, which I thought was...
That's almost frightening.
I know, right? That's the fun of it. But the cool thing is after this challenge is done, Relentless is going to be a class I'm going to keep going. It's a free class for members and non-members.
Okay.
You don't have to do the challenge or anything. You can just show up. It's Thursdays at Bomber Mountain, 6 to 6:30, and then Saturday mornings at 9 at the YMCA gym. Just a quick half hour, high intensity workout. Super fun, super exhausting. Can't do something, I always make sure.
What time is that?
6:30.
I don't think you're doing anything at 6 p.m., Mark.
I think I get you.
Participated in the one we had earlier in 2018, and she actually did real well.
Yeah, she was a winner.
Yeah, she was a winner.
Yep.
Got some personal time, some personal training time free with you.
Yeah, this challenge is the same thing. Most fat percentage loss, most weight loss, and then most inches off the waist lost. Winners for each category. They get, I think it's 3-hour training sessions with me.
Okay.
Nice and fun. All right. Really good, yeah. It's good stuff.
So what do you do in the weigh-in stuff that's happening today, tomorrow, and today, tomorrow?
Yeah, so, yeah, today, yeah. Today and tomorrow, 3 to 9, I'll be in my office at the Y. You just come in, we start with the waist, just a kind of waist measurement, nice and basic. Then I got this fancy scale from one of my bosses, and so it tells you BMI, body fat percentage, muscle percentage, visceral fat, body fat, and, you know, all the fun technical stuff, and we do it day one, and then last day, and then see the winners.
People might be afraid to do that right now, but the good thing is, if you actually are challenged by this, that the numbers are better when you're done.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's the whole point.
Even if it's, you know, it's 8 weeks, there might not be much of a change, but any change is a good change when it comes to fitness. I mean, even if it goes up, at least you're trying, and it sometimes you get worse before you get better. It's good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the personal training side of it, I know that that Marcy was a dedicated participant in your personal training.
Yep.
And hey. Marcy, from a personal standpoint, it's not just hard work, but it's fun along the way.
Yeah, that's what's been really fun for me. Is Seth talked about being accountable earlier, and that's what personal training does for me. And I'm accountable because I know he's there. I know he's waiting, you know, and I know he, you know, made time. And I also know I paid, you know. And so all those things make me come to the Y. And every penny is worth it in the health, the, you know, better health, better outlook on life. You know, I'm sleeping better. I'm not having to take naps during the day. Yeah, and I'm stronger. You know, like when I'm lifting things, I had some injuries. And, you know, we sit down at the first training thing and you say, you know, this is not working, you know, my shoulder hurts here, my knee is crummy, you know, and he develops your training plan so that he strengthens the muscles around those things. And I don't notice those things that were bothering me when we first started. I know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I probably need to see you about my shoulder.
I got you then. Oh yeah.
It's hard. My wife says, She says, this hurts when I lift my arm up, like to get something out of the refrigerator. It hurts.
Yeah.
You know, and she says, does it hurt if you pull this way? No. But if you pull that way, yeah. She says, could be a rotator cuff. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the cool thing. That's why I love my job. It's just there's so much more than just, you know, working out. There's more aspects to it. You know, it's stuff like that. It could be something super small and simple that you just adjust a little bit, and that's the trick. And
yeah, we human beings, if it hurts, we stop doing anything.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It hurts. So,
and what you really probably should do is just exercise the other muscle that is weak on that thing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I mean, and Seth's not going to make you work out if you're really hurt. Like,
I find my ways around it. It still gets you going.
Well, I you know, there are a lot when you're working out with your personal training with someone, and I haven't seen them pass out or
not yet. Or, I had one person puke. Oh, I was so proud. Nice. I was so proud of that, but
that wasn't me.
It was only once. It happens, but
that was a little too hard.
They came back, so it's good.
Okay,
we're good.
And they didn't do it anymore.
No, okay. That was that one time.
Just that one time.
That one time.
So you said the weigh-in starts today, right?
I started last night.
Last night.
Yep.
And today and tomorrow.
3 to 9.
Does it take much time?
5 minutes, max.
And do you have to wear different clothes?
No, long as I can get, because the thing with the waist measurement, it's got to be on the skin. That way you get the best read for it. So that's really
okay.
That's
so you can't cheat. Go in like on the initial weigh-in and wear heavy clothes and then come in at the end.
If you could put stuff in your shoes.
I am.
Thinking of a way to win. This is
going to
be great.
So, again, it's the name of the challenge is what?
Do It For You campaign.
Do It For You. And it includes a free course, class called Relentless, which you're going to carry on after the.
Yep.
And this challenge ends when?
March 1st is the last day. And then March 2nd from 10 to 4 is a Saturday. Just come in to get those final weigh-in. And then I'll tell the winners probably that following Monday.
You know, and that way that when spring comes, you feel good, you know.
Yep.
And you can roll into spring and summer with a good attitude and good body.
Yeah. So.
Well, and we those of us that did the summer shred with Seth, it was structured like this, like it had the class, but you didn't have to do the class. You could just participate, you know. And in fact, I don't think Justine did much of the class, and she was the winner, which kind of made me mad because I did the class every time. But anyway, this class, when it was over in the summer, we were all like, please do keep going. We love this. Mm-hmm. So we're excited that the class is going to continue this time.
Good. All right. Well, and how many participated in the summer shred?
I had 30 sign up. And 15 came in for the final weigh-in.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Wasn't too bad.
Okay. Well, and I think that when the word gets out that they're fun, mm-hmm. and that they're beneficial, that mm-hmm. the likelihood of the next challenge being more popular and have more people sign up would be good.
Yeah. So.
And we've got a kind of an age range too. I think we had somebody who was like 20 in the class besides you.
Yeah.
And we had this time I know there's people over 70. Going to sign up. So, okay. I mean, it's a big age.
It's for anybody. That's the cool thing. That's why I wanted to make this. My goal for the Y is kind of just like that. It's not just for one specific person or age group. It's everybody.
Okay.
That's
all right.
The goal.
If anybody has any questions, they can contact you at the YMCA. What yep. number should they call you?
They can call my personal number of 307-217-2027.
What is that number again?
217-2027.
Okay.
And then the YMCA number is 684-9558.
And just for you young ladies out there, Seth Fisher is a bachelor.
I do what I can. Yeah. Thanks for the plug, Mark.
You know.
Basketball? Yep. Pre-K through second grade basketball.
Okay.
Deadline is next Wednesday for registration.
Okay.
Yep. Skills Day is going to be the 14th.
Oh, there's no dunking in that.
Just by me. I got to show those kids how it's done, you know? Well, and then my boss shows up, Tim Miner, who's a giant and just shows off every time.
Can he dunk?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
I worked with him for a little bit for training, and he kind of dunked, but...
I have to ask him when I have him
right.
on, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so contact Seth at the YMCA if you have any questions about the challenge. Do It For You challenge along with the class Relentless. Marcy, you're here, so I'm gonna switch over because we talk Monday and there's some things happening with the healthcare center. So I'm gonna ask her any updates on what we talked about.
Yeah, we have a new CEO hired at Johnson County Healthcare Center. So I told you Monday that we weren't sure, but we'd given an offer out. But I got back to my office after we were done talking, and the email was out. So he had called and accepted the job like probably while I was here.
Great.
So his name is Sean McAllister. He is, yeah, I don't know how.
Sounds Irish.
You know, I don't know if he is, but that would be a really good thing. You know, my maiden name is a Mick, so.
Okay.
So he is a guy, when he interviewed, he really made a great impression on the staff and the board. You know, he walked around the halls. He was super interested in what we were doing, stuck his hand out, just introduced himself to everyone. And, you know, we all felt really comfortable with him. But he also has a lot of experience. He's been involved with rural health care and critical access hospitals for the last 10 to 15 years of his career, maybe more. He spent a lot of time in Alaska doing rural health care. He actually got an award for being the top professional younger than 40, having demonstrated professional excellence and a commitment to the community. That was kind of amazing. So he's gotten a lot of awards and things for his, you know, work, his work ethic. He's been involved in a lot of program formation. And I think he's just going to be a great benefit to our community. He has 5 kids. He likes to hike and snow and water ski, mountain bike. Kind of sounds like Buffalo is going to be a good fit for him.
and you outlined his experience bodes well for coming here and being CEO in a place like Johnson County.
Absolutely. You know, critical access hospitals and the finance piece of that, it's really kind of complicated. You know, it's different. You have to understand how that works, and he does. He's worked in Wyoming, he's worked in South Dakota, Idaho, Utah, but most of his experience is from Alaska. And all those places are, you know, similar. They have similar things.
So he us. And obviously he can't just drop everything and show up tomorrow or anything. So there's going to be a when's he going to be here? And I think you said that there's an interim until he gets here.
There is. He will be here March 4th. And on Monday, Nicole Hobbs will be leaving. And on Monday, John Aussie will come. He's our interim administrator. And we're really excited to have John. He'll move to the community. He's got a home in Casper. He's a retired CEO, and he's worked in several critical access hospitals around the area in Wyoming. He's very familiar with all the rules, regulations. And he was not super happy being retired, so he does interim work just to kind of keep his hand in and I guess make his life a little more exciting.
So
he's going to be here in the community starting, I'm guessing, this weekend. We've got a house for him that he's going to live in, and he is going to really help us kind of just keep navigating forward. So
okay,
yeah,
so John Aussie's coming in for a couple of months, and then
Sean McAllister.
It's my attempted Irish.
Yeah,
accent.
Yeah, it was excellent. It was super good. And that beer you have in your hand, that Irish beer, is really good too. Well, I don't know. Yeah, so we're pretty dang excited at the hospital. We're moving forward, and we're going to miss Nicole for sure. She came and brought a lot of
I remember
really
interviewing
great stuff.
Her friend. She was first showed up. She was with child. So
yes, she was. Yeah. She brought a lot to the hospital. She brought a lot to Johnson County. She managers were all very sad to hear of her resignation. But, you know, for family reasons, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
And so we will miss her. Cody's going to gain by her going back to Cody. Yeah.
We wish her the best.
Yeah, we do.
And I look forward to meeting Sean McAllister.
I'll bring him in. Yeah, and we'll have a good conversation.
Okay. Marcy, thanks for coming in and providing the update and support the efforts for the Do It For You challenge.
Do it for you.
Seth, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck on the challenge. And from the success of the first one, I would expect that you'd have more people involved this time. So.
Well, thank you.
Okay. That does it for Community Speaks. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
And
thank you.
We'll see you around.
Yeah.
Okay. Right now.